She's an outrage. I cannot believe it. Absolute outrage.
Oh, don't get your undies in a bunch.
Have you heard what happened? ESPN's College Game Day is coming to Fargo, and they're actually going to do the broadcast downtown Fargo. Not at the Fargo Dome. Not on campus of NDSU. They're doing it downtown Fargo, and Bison Nation is in a tizzy.
Oh, it's ESPN pub crawl.
Well,
college pub crawl.
This is the craziest controversy I've ever heard in my life. I guess I need to get schooled up by the Bison fans that are outraged about this to tell us what the heck's the big deal. Because, you know, we're at the North Dakota Petroleum Council 32nd annual meeting in Grand Forks today for the broadcast. And obviously, you look at the economic juggernaut that is the oil and gas industry. You'd think that'd be a hot topic. You'd think, and obviously it is, but it's not the dominating topic right now. How about the Naval Washington Yard yesterday? And already we've got Dianne Feinstein and others saying, see,
that is just...
we need more gun control.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
You have another one of these awful, you know, it's not a tragedy. I'm not going to call it a tragedy. It's a slaughter. It's a evildoer bent on a destruction. And I think what happened to the Washington Naval Yard proves every argument we've made in defense of the Second Amendment here. You've got a gun-free zone. You've got somebody that got an Uber background check.
You know why that's a gun-free zone? That goes back to Bill Clinton. It was one of the first things he did when he got into office. No more weapons on military bases. They don't carry weapons.
Well, you know, Washington, D.C. is gun-free as well.
Yeah.
So you had a gun-free zone within a gun-free zone.
And what's the crime rate?
This guy gets a...
what's the violence rate?
He gets a background check so he could get the security clearance because he worked for a contractor. So, you know, every provision you could possibly mean. Can't have guns. You got to have a background check. And this still happens. So to me, that says, see? But, Steve, never mind that. Because none of that matters. What matters is, can you believe ESPN College Game Day's broadcast on Saturday is going to be downtown Fargo? Folks, I don't get this, but, you know, hey, welcome to What's on Your Mind. And we found out yesterday, after the big news of ESPN announcing for only the fourth time ever.
Everybody was so excited, and it was just like somebody that let the air out of the balloon.
Fourth time ever they've taken this off of a campus of a big-time site, I guess. You know, normally they're not in a non-major college team very often is what I'm getting at. And only four times we can point to they've done it before.
And ESU's not a big-time site?
It's not Alabama, right? I mean, the NDSU...
It's not the big house in Michigan?
No, no.
It's not the swamp?
No. So, you know, this kind of exposure is really unprecedented. It's incredible. It's awesome. And a lot of Bison fans are all ticked off because of the location of the broadcast. I think this is sort of selfish. I'm more worried about this interrupting my tailgating than recognizing the impact this will have on the program. I don't get it.
Tailgate till later anyway.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm out of touch, but I don't understand. Bison fans, enlighten me how this is such a horrible, awful controversy, because I don't get it. To me, you ought to be savoring the moment. You ought to be thanking your lucky stars that, this monstrosity of a television show on college athletics is coming to town. They bring in all these trucks. They bring in all this exposure. They're shutting down downtown Fargo.
Do you see how many people are coming in for this?
They have a staff of 85. They have 10 TV trucks. They have a 35-foot stage, a 24-foot field, two video walls, an aerial camera. I mean, they literally have law enforcement shutting down downtown Fargo. It's, incredible. This is great for the state of North Dakota, every corner of the state. But Bison Nation is in a tizzy because of the location. They actually selected this because they wanted the Fargo Theater in the backdrop, I guess. They wanted a better scenic look, and the ESPN producers were...
Of course, trying to get all that stuff to fit there with the video screens and everything else, you're probably not going to see the Fargo Theater in the background. It's a little crowded.
Yeah, well, I'm
sick of that on the street.
Judging by the reaction, I'm not sure anybody will be down there.
Yeah, nobody's going to go.
Hopefully cooler heads will prevail here.
Tell you what, the bars are going to be happy, though.
I don't get this, folks, and maybe I've just been dropped on my head. But what's the deal? What's the controversy? This is kicking a gift horse in the mouth here. This is
isn't
the social media explosion that happened yesterday. The game day website, Bison fans went ballistic. They went crazy. Gene Taylor had to issue a statement saying, hey, sorry, here's why we did what we did.
Now, doesn't the Bison usually open up the lot for tailgating a little bit later anyway, so you can't get out there till 11 or 12?
They're going to open it earlier.
But they are going to open it up early so you can get down there, get your spot set up, and then... and then get out and get downtown and enjoy the game day crowd.
So that's the point is you can do your tailgating.
Yeah, you can do it all.
You could take in the.
You could have a full day on Saturday.
You could take in the ESPN College Game Day. I don't know. I think there's bigger fish to fry, but I have been swamped with commentary from every corner of the state about this. So tell me why. Enlighten me. Explain this to me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Again, toll free at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your emails are welcome, and those come to us directly when you drop us a note, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are in Grand Forks for the 32nd annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll have a couple of very interesting guests today on the program that can help school us up and answer any questions you might have about the state of the industry. Jerry Grunwald will be here from the a very, very cutting-edge Energy and Environmental Research Center, EERC, on the campus of UND.
That is such a jewel that a lot of people around the state of North Dakota don't even realize is in Grand Forks, and some of the cutting-edge things that they do within the industry, the energy sector, it's mind-boggling, the innovation that comes out of there.
It really is, and, you know, the ability they have through some of these pilot projects to try and, you know, put forward cutting-edge technology to move that needle. Again, think about we get somewhere between 8 and 9% of the oil out of the rock right now. So the vast reserves you always hear about from all the various estimates that are out there, USGS or company estimates, are of recoverable oil at today's recovery rate.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, recognizing the advancements in technology that are happening. The reason we have a Bakken boom to the degree we do now is because of the advancement in technology. We can pull oil from rock, but only, again, less than 10% of the rock that's oil that's in the rock down below. So that's where the value of a entity like EERC comes into play. Working in partnership with the companies, we'll talk about that. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here as well today on the program. And welcome for both of them, your questions and your comments. I am, quite honestly, more outraged by the fact that the bodies were still, you know, yet to be removed from the crime scene yesterday, and we already had folks jumping on how this was yet another affirmation of how we need to do something. We need to do something about this awful, horrible gun violence.
Yeah, we need to let the military people who are on military bases carry military weapons and end an issue like that much quicker than by the time 12 bodies stack up. We need to let citizens defend themselves by being able to have.
But doing all what you're suggesting, and I agree with what you're suggesting, will not stop evil from happening.
No, there's crazy.
This idea that do something, you know, again, I think what now the Washington Naval Yard proves is do something, got a gun-free zone within a gun-free zone, you got a guy that got a background check more than anybody's ever proposing for any citizen, and yet you still had it happen.
And
it's going to happen!
And if it's not a gun, it's going to be a truck full of explosives. It's going to be a truck full of fertilizer. You can't stop an idiot.
Let's go to justice. Anyway, that's on my mind, but obviously Bison game day location for Saturday is on a lot of other folks' mind. Whatever's on your mind, that's why we ask the question here at 800-228-0550. Justin Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Well, the game day, which I find ridiculous, as you said, that this is the biggest issue on people's minds. I don't know. The Fargo Dome, it looks like a big barn. Why would we want that behind the ESPN console? Why not show Fargo for all it is? Show the downtown. Show the lively atmosphere down there. I mean, it's great free publicity for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, downtown Fargo's kind of nice. It's a nice little setting, a little bit of the theater atmosphere. You can highlight the city.
Justin's with me. Stop the whining, Bison Nation. This is
exactly
a big deal.
Stop the whining, and then, focus on what's important. You got the Naval Yard. You got Pierce Morgan on CNN last night. When I'm falling asleep too easily, I turn to that guy and watch it so I get all fired up and not sleep at all. I mean, the guy's an idiot. He's coming out saying it's the AR-15 again. You know, got to ban that.
Yeah,
you got to ban
there
it.
There we go. Blame the gun. Yeah, I saw it too. It was amazing. He had at least some folks with some common sense on
which
there.
Which is nothing more than a semi-automatic rifle. One trigger pull, one bullet down range. That's it.
John Lott was working him over pretty good. Justin, appreciate the call. Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. Get you in before the break here. Matt, you're on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, that's, like you guys said, the bodies weren't even bold yet, and we got the lips coming out saying we have to do something. And Scott, I think it was you. You just made a real good comment and remark that no matter what you do, you're still going to have evil. You're still going to have people that wish to do evil and harm to other people. And, you know, the libs have it in their mind that they can create this utopian world where we're all safe. You know, it's like the boy in the bubble. You know, no matter what they do, we're not going to be safe. And their legislation that they're wanting to pass, that takes away from our safety because... You know,
well, that's a very good point on your part, Matt. Hang on one sec. We'll finish this conversation on the other break. But, that, I mean, let's get to the ulterior motives here, because that's really what's behind this. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind, live from Grand Forks today.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's in Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Headed, at the 32nd annual meeting at the Alera Center here in Grand Forks, North Dakota Petroleum Council, and they're kind enough to have us on site today and tomorrow. A lot of movers and shakers from around the industry are here in Grand Forks at one of the premier events, getting the lowdown on what's going on economically with Grand Forks and how they plan to. I always point my finger to Grand Forks. Grand Forks does a wonderful job of playing into the oil patch. Getting back to the phones, Matt, wanted to let you finish your little plan. You make sense, Matt.
Well, you know, the idea that that our military bases is a gun-free zone. You know, that's like a firehouse not having a fire hose. You know, and it speaks volume about what kind of idiots we have running our country. You know, and I find it really ironic that if you look back through the last decade, we have seen a massive surge in attacks like this taking place over the last 5 years. And I know I may lose credibility with me saying this, but I'm really starting to think that it's happening for a reason, guys. You know, I mean, like you said, the bodies weren't even cold, and you got Feinstein coming out saying, oh, we got to do something, we have to do something, and that idiot Pierce Morgan, oh, it's the evil AR-15. You know, let's face it, there's no difference between an AR-15 and a Remington, you know, semi-automatic Remington hunting rifle. It's a sporter rifle. It's not an assault rifle. You can't kill any more people with an AR-15 than you can with a Mini-14 or any other semi-automatic gun. And I can't help but think that there's a reason this is happening. I don't want to go out and say that it's being done intentionally, but I'm really starting to lean that way, you know, to push the gun agenda. When they can, Matt, say, oh, my God, look at this. We've had an attack on a military base. We have to take away guns. You know, something's fishy here, guys.
Matt, the only difference between an AR-15 and my .338 is I can kill somebody from a further distance with my .338. That is the only difference between the two. Thanks for the phone call. Bob in Watford City, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Chet. Hello?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. It's been a while. See, this big background check that they did on this guy, I don't know if that must not have been a very good background check, because news reports are coming out that the guy had a history of violent outbursts. He also shot somebody's tires, and he also shot through the floor of his apartment.
You're right. That's part of his background. Yet he had a security clearance and was an information technology employee with the Experts, a company that is a Defense Department subcontractor on a Marine computer project. So,
and he still had his full credentials to go onto the base because of his reserve status that had not expired yet.
Here's the danger, though. I think, Bob, you know, I mean, It just proves, I mean, this guy had a background check and still did what he did, right? Now, maybe he shouldn't have had a background check, and we can dig into, you know, the particulars there and how he was able to retain that or obtain it after. I don't know what the timeline of when that incident happened based on his clearance. I think the trap, though, that's set for all of us is to think you can do this and then these won't happen anymore. That's what drives me crazy. There is no this. There is no fix.
There is no fix. People are going to do what they're going to do, and background check or whatever is not going to stop them from getting a gun in their hands if they want to get one bad enough.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. Bob, call again. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Jeff is next on What's On Your Mind. Jeff, tell us. All right, Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just hoping to bring up the point here that I'm hoping nobody really takes their mind off of the whole Syria situation, because I think this whole thing with the base in D.C., it's just another distraction to take everybody's mind off of the big thing. And you know, I do feel terrible about what happened, but there's some questions to raise about that. Like, you know, I hear and I've read that that on this base, nuclear weapons are either stored or produced. So if that's true, I mean, how is it possible to get a gun on the base when it's illegal for everyday soldiers to have guns and MPs are the only ones allowed, you know?
Well, they don't search every vehicle coming onto the base, especially if you have the proper credentials. That would just be logistically a nightmare. You know, the question I've got is, does every new recruit have a thorough background check? You know, if you're going to carry a weapon into combat, you should probably have a background check on that.
Well, I'm back with the earlier caller that thinks it's absolutely crazy that we have a gun-free zone in the military. I mean, these folks are charged with, protecting us.
If
right?
not them, who?
And this is a naval yard, so to Jeff's point, they have nuclear weapons there, right? And they have the ability and the clearance to be there, but not to have a gun?
Yeah, exactly.
That's insane. And of course, it's a gun-free zone within a gun-free zone. So there's another brain tease for you. No, I'm with you. And you know, as far as your earlier point of going from, you know, one distraction to the next, that's sort of just human nature these days, isn't it? I mean, I even think that about this controversy over the location where College Game Day is going to broadcast in Fargo. We have ESPN College Game Day coming to North Dakota to highlight a team that it happens so rarely, only four times from a non-major school they've actually broadcast on a Saturday. It's a big deal, huge following.
5 years ago, did you ever think that would happen?
And we've got Bison Nation in a tizzy over, wait a minute, it's going to disrupt my tailgating. It's not going to be at the dome. It's not going to be on campus. It's going to be downtown. Come on. Wow. Talk about distractions, Jeff. You know, I think we're easily following the unimportant and losing sight of the forest of the trees. Appreciate your call very much. So thank you, Jeff. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, an emailer is challenging me, Steve. And saying, hey, what if this was on UND's campus? You can't tell me there would not be a similar uproar if a major college hockey broadcast came to Grand Forks to do their weekly show. They decided to do it from the Whitey's Bar, something like that, rather than the Ralph. I think it's fine that ESPN is doing it downtown, but think they would get more of the experience of Bison football from the Fargo Dome lot.
Yeah, but the Ralph is much nicer than the Fargo Dome.
Well, I don't, you know, I mean...
Sorry, I had to.
I mean, I you know... Again, the scene of tailgaters is kind of cool.
That's apples and oranges, though. You don't tailgate to go to a hockey game.
I just think we're losing sight of what's most important here. And what's most important is that you've got a major college, focus on Saturday nationwide. Of every college football game, people are watching ESPN College Game Day, and it's from Fargo, North Dakota.
And what are they going to be doing? They're going to be talking about the Bison.
Exactly.
They're going to be talking about North Dakota. They're going to be talking about Fargo.
I'm with you. So where they're at doesn't really matter, does it? Brian in Fargo, we'll get you in here before our break quickly. Go ahead. You're up.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I listen a lot. I've never called in. But I tell you, there's something that's baffling me is how did those guns not just disappear when he crossed that magic line? You know, isn't that how it works? Isn't there a sign posted? And then as soon as you cross that, the firearm just disappears?
Yes, it's a gun-free zone, so they should really melt when you cross that invisible line, right? Yeah, that's my favorite Minnesota thing. Guns are not allowed in these premises. Oh, as if somebody bent on the horrific slaughter this guy did yesterday is going to be stopped by a sign. Good point, Brian. Thanks for the call. More from Grand Forks coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill & Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
We're back at Grand Forks, site of the 32nd annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to give you a sense of how the North Dakota oil boom is affecting more than just the oil patch of northwest North Dakota. Communities all throughout the region certainly benefiting from that, and Grand Forks no exception to that. Many communities throughout the state, really. We've been talking about that over the last couple of days. Our next guest is Jerry Grunwald, who's the director of the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota. Jerry, nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you, Scott. I'm doing great. Doing great.
Nice to have
you. Event.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, first of all, we want to talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening specific to EERC and company partnerships here in the oil boom. But for folks that are not familiar with what EERC does day in and day out, tell our listeners what you're all about.
Well, we're about 300 people. We're located on the campus of the university. We are not an academic program. We have quite a number of students who work on projects, but we are not involved with the academic programs in any other way. We are basically a business. We're a business culture. I'm a capitalist and proud of it. And I, for 39 years, as of last week, have been working as a state employee, but without state money other than what we get competitively. So that's how we live. We have worked in, we've had contracts in all 50 states and 52 countries. We work in every energy technology and environmental technology except for nuclear. There's no money there. There's no business. We have led the world in clean coal technology. We, right now, our major emphasis is in the oil and gas industry, particularly the Bakken. Last year we had 215 active contracts. We have contracts, relationship-based, not grants. And our total portfolio right now is about $200 million, the value of our contracts in place right now. So we're really making a difference in the energy industry, and in particular we're really making a difference right now in the Bakken.
How does somebody get a hold of you within the energy industry? The laymen in North Dakota don't know about the EERC. Mm. I only did because I had attended the University of North Dakota. But from an energy industry side, you're the cutting technology. You're mm-hmm. the cutting edge out there.
Yeah.
What kind of projects does the energy industry come and talk to you about moving forward with the new innovation? How do they find that? What are they looking for?
Well, we're all looking for the same thing. We're all looking for more efficient, more effective ways to recover the oil. You know, we get a small percentage. Some people say 5%, some 7. We're working on ways to dramatically increase production and recovery of the oil from the Bakken. We're working using CO2 for that, but in a very different way than anybody else has ever used it. We are doing a great deal of work in CO2 capture and sequestration, but using that CO2 for enhanced oil recovery. One of the interesting challenges we have in this state is we can't find enough CO2. That's an interesting problem. So we're working with some of the folks who are transporting CO2 around this country. Over 5,000 miles of CO2 pipelines are now, which are transporting CO2 to oil fields for enhanced oil recovery. So we're doing a lot there. We are entering into a major project. So the total funding is about $115 million. From the companies, and then we have received a contract through the Oil and Gas Research Council for $8 million to manage that project. It is optimizing and better by better understanding both the Bakken and the Three Forks. And we're going to be drilling 14 wells on one pad, and then all the horizontals will be going the same direction. The wells will be completed in five different horizons, Bakken and Three Forks, various production zones, doing fracking, and then with Schlumberger determining, and this hasn't been done very well, but we will be determining exactly the orientation of the fractures. Is there communication between the production zones, and how do we dramatically, we hope, or in any case, enhance oil recovery by better understanding fracking and connections between production zones.
If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Jerry Grunwald, director of the EERC, give us a call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. There are a lot of interest in about, how that evolution is going to play out when you talk about literally as low as 5%, as high as 7%, always thought to be well under 10%. I mean, the amount of oil that is there that we're currently unable to get is incredible. That's mind-boggling, really.
It is mind-boggling, and a couple of numbers I like to use, which we feel pretty good about relative to their reliability. A 1% increase in Bakken oil production represents $150 billion in oil value. Okay, 1%, $150 billion. If we could multiply that by some number, that would be incredible. And that's where we're going.
Imagine what it means for North Dakota. You mentioned this project now that you're looking at the Bakken and the Three Forks. Mm-hmm. What's the ultimate goal? Go back to Steve's point, when you sit down with the companies and pull these funds together, is it okay? Hey, we're going to get 1 more percent, 2 more percent. What are you swinging for?
The most we can get is what we're swinging for, and I'm not going to say what we're hoping for, but it's significant. Secondly, there are a lot of challenges with flaring, and we have done a great deal of work looking at ways to use the flared gas, or what is flared right now, on site, for example, in the gensets that run the drilling rig, and we've had some very successful demonstrations of that, either running those gensets with straight gas out of the well, or mixing it if the genset is having to produce exceptional energy at certain times, electricity during certain times of the drilling program, then we mix it 50-50 with diesel, and we're speculating you could save an enormous amount of money and use flared gas. So we're doing a lot in flaring. We're doing a lot of things in fracking. Just a wide variety of things. And finally, better ways of utilizing and treating, and more cost-effective ways of treating the waste liquids, though mostly water, that comes back from the fracking. We're working with a company that has asked us, basically they're calling us their science arm, to deal with helping them have the best technology in the world for dealing with liquid effluents.
How do you work when you have multiple partners? So if you talk about a pool of funds of $100 million on the particular Three Forks project that you're working on, obviously there's a lot of companies in there, and some of that's going to be proprietary. How does it shake out when you strike gold, so to speak?
Well, they have to develop their relationships up front, and they come to us, and they have a contract that we enter into, and we have about as many different variations of contracts as we have contracts, and non-disclosure agreements, confidentiality agreements are just about their routine for almost everything we do. So the companies develop their internal relationships, and then we work with them in whatever package they desire.
When you start talking water, you start talking the CO2 for the fracking, you start talking the flaring. Those are the biggest concerns in western North Dakota when it comes to oil production. What are some of the other concerns that are out there within the industry, or within some of the innovation that the industry is trying to rein in?
I think if you want to make a list of priority problematic issues for the industry from the standpoint of the people out there, it's dust. And that's traffic. And this project we're talking about, where you put 14 wells, and some people are saying we think we could probably put 30 wells in one location, that will dramatically decrease the truck traffic. And it gives an economy of scale for gathering the natural gas, which now starts to make sense, and it could be pipelined. So that could dramatically increase capture of natural gas and eliminate much of the flaring. There'll be some, maybe 5%, but not 30%. And it would diminish significantly truck traffic. and the road construction, the destruction, and the damage issues that are out there. We're going to see more and more of those sort of efficiencies and optimization of landscapes. So we use less and less and less of an imprint, a footprint, I should say, on the landscape. That's what they're desiring, and they're really working hard at it, and they're putting a lot of money into it. They're very sincere about it.
What's the holdback on that now? What prevents that from these mega pads happening in greater number?
Well, I think just people hadn't thought about the concept really a great deal in the past. They were out there drilling wells, and they were drilling a well. And now, with all the flaring, the pressure, and there's political pressure and so forth, people have decided to take a little different look. But I think now that we know that there are all these reservoirs stacked pretty close together on top of each other, the Bakken and Three Forks, it just is like, oh my goodness, why don't we just put a lot of wells in one site? And all the horizontals will be in the same direction. They're not going to be arrayed. So it's just, like everything in life, everything changes, and the perspective is changing as we learn more and more about where the oil is. We didn't know too much about the Three Forks. We knew about the Bakken. I'd heard about the Bakken 40 years ago. But the general consensus was, wow, all that oil, and we haven't any technology to get it out. This is a technology play.
Tell us about that perspective and how that's changed within the industry, because it used to be one well, one pad.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 12 wells, one pad.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking 14.
Or 30.
That was my question. Is there any end to this as far as the perception or the conceptualization of how the industry's changing?
Well, that's up to them. I mean, they're there to make money, and they have to do what maximizes their return to their investors. But I think they're seeing that the economy of scale, if you will, by putting all that in fewer locations really is advantageous.
Do we really know right now where this oil industry in North Dakota is going to wind up? 10 years ago, we didn't have this play.
I know. What was the Yogi Berra said? Predictions are difficult, particularly about the future. I'm not going to get into too much of that. I must say that I am very frustrated with some people who have for years predicted that we're going to run out of oil and gas in some date certain. And they'd even give you almost a date. And it was all silly because they didn't understand that what we had run out of or running out of is cheap oil. And as the price of oil went up, I celebrate, because that means investment and research to go after the hard-to-get, the more expensive oil. So now, what's going to happen in the future? I don't know. Will the demand for oil continue? I think so. Will we have more innovation? I think so. Will we find more? I think so. Will we be able to get it out? Probably. And so it's an exciting time. That's all I can say.
But what you're doing when you talk about reducing flaring or minimizing the impact from dust, as an example, you're really going at the objections against the industry, right? I mean, you're bringing down the walls on why people object to it that will make it environmentally more friendly and less to object to, right?
Yeah, that's true, Scott. But there really is a symbiotic aspect of this, which is if you do some of the things that we're looking at now, there's, again, the economy of scale goal for the industry. They can have a more economically viable way, methodology of dealing with some of these issues, and indeed the issues will be dealt with. So I think everybody's winning. Really, I do. The industry's winning, and the landscape is winning, and the people are winning. And I think, I've often said that the initial play has been like remodeling your house. And while you're doing it, it's a mess. But when you're done, it's a beautiful house, and we're getting to beautiful house.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about time frames when we come back, and I know, we don't want to get into exact predictions, but just kind of the reality of the science and the research and how long it takes when we come back. Live from Grand Forks today. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hold on to me as we go.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's on Your Mind Radio.com. We're talking at the 32nd annual meeting of at the Alara Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota Petroleum Council, and a pretty phenomenal event when you started talking the technology side. And when you started talking technology side, you got to talk EERC. We're talking with Dr. Jerry Groenwald, the director of the Energy Environmental Research Center here in Grand Forks, and one of those little jewels in the rough I don't think nearly enough people in North Dakota know about, but cutting-edge technology. And a lot of people think that it's a part of the federal government, and it is a for-profit business, and that's one of the things that...
What it used to be, though, right? Yeah, they're just stuck in the past doing that.
Yeah,
I think
way
that
in the past.
Johnson era, right? How far does it go back?
President Reagan did it a great favor and kicked it out.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
And it's been smooth sailing ever since.
Uh-huh. All right, Mark's got a question on, we touched on this earlier, but there's more in oil and gas research going on at EERC, and coal is a big one, has been for a lot of decades. And Mark from Grand Forks has a question specifically on clean coal technology for you, Jerry. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Senator Hovind was on this program a few weeks ago and acknowledged that the EPA rulings that limit CO2 emissions from coal plants have resulted in the fact that we cannot build another coal plant in this country, period. The technology does not exist to meet the CO2 emission requirements put in place by the EPA. And he also acknowledged what I brought up is that the then EPA director, Lisa Jackson, who in 2009 enacted the endangerment finding regarding CO2, that she admitted in an open session in the Senate that she used the science that came through the IPCC at the UN, which came from East Anglia, which we know through hacked emails that the director of East Anglia, the CRU Climate Research Center, that he admitted in his emails that he's falsified the data to, quote-unquote, hide the decline in global temperatures, unquote. So why is there no pushback from any public officials in North Dakota or at the ERCC when we have the EPA using what we know is to be discredited science to prevent us from building another coal plant?
Thanks, Mark. Jerry?
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate what you just said. I share your frustrations, and I'm looking for some integrity in certain places where it seems to be lacking. I can tell you right now we can design a coal-fired power plant using almost any coal on Earth that emits essentially nothing, or in many cases, absolutely nothing. We have developed, for example, a new technology. We're about to demonstrate it in North Dakota. That captures CO2, and we feel, based upon our work, this is 22 corporations that have sponsored this work, that we can capture a ton of CO2 at about $40 a ton. Now, the general consensus out there from Lisa Jackson and other folks, people who want to hurt coal, is that it'll cost $80 to $100 a ton. And if that were true, then it would be a major financial problem for the coal industry to continue. But at $40 a ton, and we're bringing that down, right now in the Permian Basin, the oil industry is paying $40 a ton for CO2 for enhanced oil recovery. So we're developing technology that not only captures all the CO2, indeed it does, but it captures it at a price, or cost, that allows you to sell it right now, probably break even, not be a major problem financially, but we're going to bring it down to where it could be a net revenue stream for a coal-fired power plant or an ethanol plant.
Plus, you're capturing CO2, taking care of that. Now, connect that to the idea of replacing the current fracking set up with water and using CO2.
Well, you're not going to replace fracking, Scott. This is in addition to.
Okay.
But using the CO2 to enhance oil recovery.
So would you frack with water as you traditionally do and then come back in with CO2 and get more of the oil out?
I'm not sure what the strategy is going to be. We'll see how it works. That'll answer the question the best way to use it. Because it's a different approach to using CO2 and enhanced oil recovery than other people have used. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But, you know, the bottom line is we don't have enough CO2 in this country. There's a major demand for it in the oil industry. And if we can produce it at a price, at a cost, that makes it a net revenue stream for a coal-fired power plant, I think we have reasons to build coal-fired power plants. They can be super clean, and they can enhance oil recovery. That's a pretty good package for our country.
We only have a minute left, but you're actually ready to take to the field a demonstration of CO2 being used in oil recovery, right?
That's correct. A totally different approach in the Bakken.
And how's this being received by the industry so far?
Oh, they're extremely enthusiastic. Yeah. They've seen what we've done. They paid for much of it, most of it. And they've seen the final data and even video of what we've done, and it's pretty dramatic.
And it comes out of the lab and goes in the field yet this year?
We hope. This year or next spring.
Wow.
Yeah.
That could be a game changer.
That could be a game. Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty impressive when you start looking at the technology side of that and how much innovation comes out of the oil and gas industry. You know, it leads the world in technology. We get all the technology from oil and gas.
Yeah, and all the oil and gas technology. You go anywhere in this world and get into an oil play and you'll find something interesting. Everybody sounds like they came from Oklahoma, Texas, or Louisiana, and they did. I don't care which continent you're on. We lead the world in oil and gas technology, period.
That's amazing, and glad that ERC is right in the middle of it. Jerry, thanks for schooling us up today. Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Jerry Grunwald, Director of the Energy and Environmental Research Center, separate from the University of North Dakota, but located on the campus of the University of North Dakota, and partners with a lot of company on some very important issues for the energy industry and that fuels North Dakota's economy. More coming up. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know. what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.